Dedication. This book is dedicated to Elizabeth Spence, the woman I will love, honor, and respect forever. Maybe someday she will believe also, TFO. Introduction. Vinland Unearthed invites readers on an archaeological adventure, piecing together the compelling story of Norse exploration in North America. It's a tale of courage, discovery, and the enduring human drive to push beyond known horizons, a saga written not just in ancient texts, but in the very soil of Newfoundland. On the windswept northern tip of Newfoundland, where the frigid waters of the Labrador Current meet the rocky shores of the Great Northern Peninsula, lies a site that has fundamentally altered our understanding of world history. L'Anse aux Meadows. A name that echoes with both mystery and revelation, stands as a testament to human exploration and the enduring quest for new horizons. This place, once lost to time and obscured by the mists of legend, now serves as irrefutable evidence of a remarkable truth. Norse explorers reached the shores of North America nearly half a millennium before Christopher Columbus set sail across the Atlantic. Vinland Unearthed, the Norse Saga of Newfoundland, invites readers on an extraordinary journey through time, space, and archaeological discovery. Our tale begins in the turbulent era known as the Viking Age, a period of unprecedented expansion for the Norse people. From their Scandinavian homelands, these intrepid seafarers ventured across treacherous seas, establishing settlements in the British Isles, Iceland, and Greenland. But it was their next leap, across the vast expanse of the North Atlantic to the shores of North America, that would prove to be their most audacious and historically significant. At the heart of this saga stands the figure of Leif Erikson, son of Erik the Red and heir to a legacy of exploration. Through the lens of ancient Icelandic sagas, we'll trace Leif's voyage to the land he called Vinland, a place of wild grapes and self-sown wheat fields. For centuries, these sagas were dismissed as mere folklore, colorful tales spun by medieval chroniclers. But as we'll discover, these ancient narratives contained kernels of truth that would eventually lead to one of the most significant archaeological finds of the 20th century. In 1960, Norwegian explorer Helge Ingstad and his wife, archaeologist Anne Stein Ingstad, embarked on an ambitious quest along the coast of North America. Armed with clues from the Norse sagas and a keen understanding of Viking settlement patterns, they searched for evidence of Norse presence in the New World. Their perseverance was rewarded at L'Anse aux Meadows, where they uncovered unmistakable signs of Norse habitation. This discovery would spark a decades-long archaeological investigation that continues to yield insights to this day. Vinland Unearthed takes readers into the heart of this archaeological endeavor. We'll explore the meticulous methods employed by researchers as they carefully peeled back layers of soil and time, revealing a story written not in ink, but in artifacts, structures, and ecological changes. From the challenges of excavating in the harsh Newfoundland climate to the exhilarating moment when a Norse artifact emerges from the earth, we'll experience the thrill of discovery alongside the archaeologists who have dedicated their lives to unraveling this historical puzzle. As we delve deeper into the site, we'll examine the fascinating array of artifacts unearthed at L'Anse aux Meadows. Each object, from a simple iron nail to an intricately crafted bronze cloak pin, offers a window into the lives of the Norse settlers. These artifacts, along with the remains of Norse-style buildings, paint a vivid picture of a community striving to establish itself in an unfamiliar land. We'll explore how archaeologists interpret these findings, piecing together the daily lives of the settlers, their diet, their work, their struggles, and their triumphs. But the story of L'Anse aux Meadows is not solely about the Norse. This site also represents a pivotal moment in human history, the first known contact between Europeans and the indigenous peoples of North America. we'll consider the complex dynamics of these encounters, examining both archaeological evidence and indigenous oral traditions to better understand this momentous meeting of cultures. The environment plays a crucial role in our narrative. Newfoundland's subarctic climate and unique ecosystem presented both challenges and opportunities for the Norse settlers. We'll investigate how these newcomers adapted their traditional practices to this new land, and how their presence, however brief, left its mark on the local environment. As we unravel the story of L'Anse aux Meadows, we'll also grapple with broader questions about human migration, cultural contact, and the nature of historical evidence. How does this Norse settlement change our understanding of global exploration? What can it tell us about the spread of ideas and technologies across vast distances, and how do we reconcile archaeological findings with traditional historical narratives? Vinland Unearthed is more than just a recounting of archaeological discoveries. It's an exploration of human courage and curiosity, a testament to the power of scientific inquiry, and a reminder that history is a living, evolving narrative. As we journey through these pages, from the mead halls of Viking Age Scandinavia to the peat bogs of Newfoundland, we'll discover that the saga of L'Anse aux Meadows is, in many ways, our own story. A tale of venturing into the unknown, of adapting to new challenges, and of the enduring human drive to push beyond the boundaries of the known world. Join us as we unearth the Norse saga of Newfoundland, bringing to life a chapter of history that bridges continents and centuries. In doing so, we'll gain not just knowledge of the past, but also insights that can inform our understanding of exploration, cultural interaction, and human resilience in the face of the unknown. Welcome to Vinland, a land of mystery, discovery, and enduring historical significance.